We hope that all of you will head out to the website, thewallstreetshuffle.com, and sign up for the Listener Appreciation Night coming up this Friday night at 6:30 in North Dallas. Thewallstreetshuffle.com. Go out there and sign up for it. We'd love to see you there. Free food, free drinks, entertainment. We were going to have a live band out there, but one of the critical band members is not able to perform up to his extraordinary skills, Shane.
Maybe yeah, I'm right. Yeah. Yeah, nothing like a motorcycle wreck to set you back a little bit.
I know the feeling, my friend. I know the feeling. Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle. We've got the Magombo Guru on the line with us right now, Richard Doughty, good friend of ours. And I followed his advice for many, many, many years. Magombo, how are you, buddy?
Fine. How are you? And welcome back.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Hey, I'm looking at an article right now, and there are people calling you bad names. They're saying you're a big, fat, stupid loser. And you eat like a pig and you smell like a pig. And I just don't like people saying that about you. Why are they saying that about you?
Why? Stop talking to my family.
That's exactly funny. Right. So why are they – oh, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot the other one. Half-witted, loudmouth, blowhard who doesn't know anything about anything. I mean, usually I get that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I thought I was the only one.
All right, so there's an article out there with all this in it. Why are they saying that? Does it have anything to do with gold?
Sure it does. It has everything to do with gold because I'm 100% in gold, and I suggest everybody else be 100% in gold and silver, too, particularly silver.
Yeah, you're still the silver fan.
Indeed, and more so every day.
And, you know, believe me, I am with you on this program. I know Danny hates it when we say this, and he's right. This is a high-risk strategy being –
No, it's not.
Well, I'm doing that.
Hey, I tell you, I am the least risk-taking guy. I'm risk-averse. I went out to Las Vegas. We just got back from Las Vegas. Went to Caesar's Palace, biggest gambling casino in the whole bunch. The whole town is full of gambling. I didn't gamble. Basically, $60 waiting for my wife to finish with a slot machine.
And did you get anything back on your $60?
Hell no! And I only did it because I was bored.
So it was just like Wall Street.
Yeah, though, you know, people they talk about risk averse. I am 100% in gold and silver, not because I'm a risk taker. This is the safest investment you can possibly make. You got 4,000 years of history backing your play.
All right, now I got a lot of listeners out there. Danny and I have a lot of listeners that are asking, all right, the Magombo has said for the last year, I'd rather be in silver than gold. They said, now I'm looking at silver at 28 compared to its 49 or 50 that it was a year or so, year and a half ago. When will I see the big turnaround in silver? So how do we answer them?
I don't know. I have no idea. But those guys are traders, and they want to get in and they want to get out.
Right.
And get in at the low and get out at the high and then go short and then blah, blah, blah. I just don't know what to say to those guys. I wish them the best of luck, but all traders basically make money. You need to get something you're going to buy and hold it and make a lot of money with, and if there's nothing that is guaranteed – like gold and silver. Like I said, it's 4,000 years of history backing your play. How can it be wrong? We get this neo-Keynesian econometric crap running the place now. Basically a new theory. Last 20, 30 years or so, it basically gained prominence. And you're going to stack that up. And it's been failing. And in 4,000 years of history, that is a gigantic success the whole time. So why would anybody... Not, I'll be in silver and gold.
So many people are getting now concerned that that I think the people are beginning to get on the gold and silver bandwagon. Now they're concerned that their fears all along about confiscation of gold and silver may actually be more than fears, that there might actually be – that might be a serious risk that we should consider being invested in gold and silver. What do you think about confiscation?
If it happens, they'll have to pay you for it. There's the takings clause of the Constitution. It says, yes, the government can do that kind of thing, but they have to pay you full market value at the time of the exchange. So if you buy it now and it goes up to $3,000, yeah, they might be able to take your gold, but they got to give you $3,000.
Yeah, but here's the only problem I got with that. I'm with you, brother. But what happens if we're right in the middle of a high inflationary period where they give me $3,000 today and it's worth – $2,000 in a week. Well, I mean that kind of scares me because all I'll be is ahead of everybody else, but I still won't be ahead of the bear.
Why do you think it would be 2,000 next week?
Well, no, I'm just saying if you were in a hyperinflationary time and they came in and they gave you dollars in exchange for your gold.
That's why you're buying gold and silver to start with. And, yes, the government is acting like the bunch of sleaze balls that they are. I mean, there's no way to guard against such a thing.
Do you think that there is a move anywhere to return to not necessarily gold standard where the gold backs every dollar or every currency? Do you think there's anywhere in the world that the EU, the United States, Asia, anywhere where they're seriously contemplating that?
No, it's far too late for that. It's impossible for them to do such a thing. Gold would have to run up to $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 an ounce to do such a thing, and I just don't think they're going to want to do that kind of thing. And they don't want to be hamstrung by the restrictions required by the gold standard. Basically, the money supply cannot increase. And that's what we've been doing for half of a century.
I think you hit it right on the head there, my friend. It has nothing to do with gold being at 50,000 an ounce, because it would be no different than anything else that went up incredibly in value. Okay, now I'm holding a coin, and that coin used to be worth $1,000. Now it's worth $100,000. Okay, it just is. But you hit it right on the head that you take complete control away from central banks and politicians, and they won't let that happen.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that if gold did go to $50,000 an ounce, we had the underneath the Federal Reserve in New York, they have enough gold that they could buy back all the debt that the United States has. I mean, $50,000 an ounce is a lot of money. Plus, it runs up to that much for me, and I bought this stuff at $300. I owe a lot of taxes.
Oh, that's true.
And this is taxed at 28%. So they're going to want to, basically, they would love for gold to run up to 50, so that I could sell it and I would pay all the taxes, I imagine. But there's a lot of advantages to it, but you hit it right on the head, Dan. The reason is they can't expand the money supply, and you have to have an expanding money supply now at astronomical rates. You can't stop.
Yeah,
so Bernanke's going to come out with another stimulus plan.
No, there's not. Well, I cannot fathom how many people are saying there will be no QE3. There can't. Let me use my double negative. There can't not be a QE3.
That's right. They have to do it. It's just political. It's just posturing, trying to get Obama through this thing so that November, so everything seems fine. And people say, well, the Federal Reserve is not going to create any more money, so inflation is going to be down, even though it's running like 6 and 8%, according to John Williams' shadow stats.
Yep.
So I can see where they want to keep this thing kind of moving along through the election.
So you haven't completely given up your evangelistic spirit here, evangelical spirit. I'm sorry. Let's say that you haven't given that up, because you're willing to engage anybody, whether it's us or our listeners or me or anybody you walk across down and meet down the street. You're willing to say, wait a minute, brother, you've got to examine what's going on here. Stop listening to the Keynesian economists. Stop listening to everybody who's crafting the most convenient argument to make you feel good. There is a reality in the economy, and you got to deal with it with the reality. I would have thought by now you and I would have been tired of trying to convert the unwashed.
Well, if they don't know by now, they don't want to know. So we're just kind of wasting our breath. But there are going to be people. I tell you, I get emails once in a while, not every so much anymore, but people saying, I followed your advice, I made a hell of a lot of money, all my friends didn't follow your advice, they basically busted out. Thank you very much, Mogambo. Well, that's the kind of thing that's going to happen to you and me.
God knows, I've said that to you for what now, 12 years,
yeah,
11
yeah.
years?
And, I'm glad it did work for you.
Well, and you know, it's funny, I give talks at various debt conferences around the world, and I gave a talk a couple years ago, and the core of the talk, and this is back when I think gold was $875, $900 an ounce. The core, the core of the argument was buy gold, and same thing as you've been saying forever: sell equities, buy gold. And the number of people there that poo-pooed that were huge, and it even affected our business for a while, because they said, "Well, that Kofar guy, he is a moron, he's an idiot." Now all of a sudden, I get calls from people saying, "Oh my heavens, I wish I'd listened to you."
I wish I'd listened to. That's exactly right. They wish they had. My own brother-in-law was lamenting that the other day, looking at all the mistakes he's made in his life. We're in that, you know, that '60s age, '60s where regret and remorse and guilt and kind of his mistakes, and basically, I wish I had listened to when he was going to buy it at $280 an ounce.
Well, I mean, the good news is Gordon Brown got everything started in England when he decided to sell off half of England's gold for what? He announced it at 280 and sold it at 220. Was
something
that it?
Something like that, yeah.
thank God he started it. All right, Mugambo, as you know how much I like talking with you. I mean, and, you know, we get accused of occasionally talking about the same stuff over and over.
Yeah, there,
and
I know.
There's a reason we do that, because we hope that the people that haven't listened to us finally will listen to us.
Well, I hope so, but there's just so many things that the other people are saying that are wrong. I mean, you just can't compress that kind of into a big message and say that this stuff is wrong. I'm just going to tell you what to do. Do it. Do it. Hey, go buy a copy of Economics in One Lesson by Hazlitt. Read that thing and buy a lot of gold and silver.
There you go, my friend.
That's the best advice I can give anybody.
God bless. And by the way, do we have a website for you yet, or are you just contributing things kind of at will?
There is one called mugambo.blogspot.com, I think.
And it's perfect. We love having you contribute. It is. I laughed at your stuff for 12 years, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next week, Mugambo.
Okay. And again, welcome back, Dan.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it. We'll be right back in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Wall Street Shuffle.